This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Are you still there?
Hello.
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I'm not the same caller. I'm a new caller.
Hello, new caller.
I heard the overlap there of the conversation. I realized you must be speaking.
Can you turn down your radio all the way, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you turn your radio off, please?
Oh, yes.
You have to turn it off because we get this double feedback here. Hi there.
Hi, I'm so glad that you were calling for calm. And people were calling with negativity and complaints, and you finally got someone that had a calming effect. The gentleman that grew his 40 avocado trees in his apartment. I thought that was, it just made me feel better to hear that. And I'm so glad that you, hello?
Yes, what about you?
Oh, about me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling because I reacted to your use of the word apartment. And I think you're absolutely correct about the apartment.
Is this an old one or a new one?
I think it's an old one.
Because you're basically apart from the others that are around you, be it by walls.
DJ breathes like Tony Soprano.
By the psychology. I often ride in the elevator in my own building, and everyone stares straight ahead like they're in a subway car.
Yeah.
And it, to me, it's very sad. Now, personally, well, excuse me, I just got a bit choked up. Personally, I belong to a group of like-minded people that are, we call ourselves Little Brains. We do that because we're big fans of Michael Mara's Paint, Don Geronimo's Tasticles, and the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to join?
No, well, I don't know. Cancel that, would you? I don't know, but there should be a bleep in there.
Uh-huh. Cancel that, will you?
Cancel that. Oh, wow.
Let's hear one more.
Yes.
Now, you know, we don't have to take phone calls.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Oh, for my goodness sakes, let me turn down the radio. Oh, there's some sort of echo.
His dialects kill me. He's worse than I am with a dialect. Swear to Christ.
Oh, God.
How you doing over there, Metamucil?
I'm doing great. Hey, you sound better. A little better. If I keep it in a low register, I can talk.
Oh, that's good.
That's a clue for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Metamucil?
As to Buzz's health.
Your clue is Metamucil.
His melody. And now back to the wacky phone call.
Wrong location.
Already. In progress.
Echo. That was great. Let me hear that. There's an echo. I can hear that. Yes, that was fascinating. I have to say my crap detector went off when that last person started saying someone's name on the radio.
It's a shame we don't have a 7-second delay.
I just want to say I used to go to the club scene back in the... I started in the 70s,
mm-hmm. Okay?
There were a couple of years where I just decided, you know, screw this, I'm going to stay home. So I would sit home and watch television. But then the 80s came along and it became fun again. And one type of club that you didn't mention is before it became very dirty to go to these places, mm-hmm. You'd go to the place where people were dancing naked and peeing and throwing BM at each other. And it was a lot of fun, to tell you the truth, if you wore a plastic sheeting.
Wait a minute. What were the names of these places?
Oh, I don't remember. This is down in New York. But it was a lot of fun watching people exhibiting farfalotis at the blowhole. And there was a lot of times where I believe that many people should have joined the Joe Ardinger Taint Society of BM Eaters Anonymous. And do you ever listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Actually, I do listen to Don and Mike. Let him go.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Oh, that's so funny because he mentioned Joe Ardinger, and I know exactly who he's talking about.
Good morning.
We just got slimed.
That's okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. 737 coming out of the sky.
Shut up.
Won't you take me down to Memphis?
Gay.
Yeah.
Well, hi, everybody.
Dumbass.
Be warned. This is extremely graphic. So if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
I didn't hear. Here we go.
Shut up! Shut up!
5 seconds and then you can boo, okay? At least let me talk first.
Shut up!
Thank you.
What about the vagina?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Oh, here we go. Here's Big
Al. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Yeah.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Especially hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi there. Don and Mike Joe. What's happening, little brains?
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Faggot.
We are little brains. Just like... little brains just like you.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone can call the show.
Tiny brains.
877-365-3636. Come on, Howard, jam.
MHK!
Yeah. Hi.
I don't know if we're starting or not.
I'm sorry
I did that.
It was a bad thing.
I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Well, you know, it's important if we're going to talk about this before American Idol.
Wow.
It must be.
Buzz news.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, you dropped a bomb on me.
Okay, so here's the dealio, kids. This morning, I'm on the computer, scatlovers.com.
Your favorite website where you log lots of time.
I use my real name there. Mm-hmm. Look for me under M Source.
You were surfing on your cell phone.
Found you log there, don't you?
Ah, what glorious goo.
That's what I say. That's my other name, glorious goo.
GG.
Double G.
How's it going, JJ?
So anyway, I'm just watching, all the happenings, and all of a sudden it says, you got an instant message from Buzz Burbank.
Right.
Let me read the first part of our transcript.
Oh,
these are medical documents?
Oh, dear. They might as well be.
Instant messaging.
Okay, very good.
So.
Instant mail.
B. Burbank writes, good morning, Don. It's Buzz. I write back, hi. He writes, I'm doing show prep. I write back, can you speak? He writes, my voice is shot. I've called 3 doctors. Mm-hmm. I don't write back. He writes, they don't suspect permanent damage.
Right. Permanent damage?
They don't expect that.
That's what he wrote.
No, I'll be fine.
Then the next thing he writes is, they say time and powerful steroids should do it.
That's right.
Then he writes, I hope the steroids will work by showtime.
Yes.
Then I write, what did they say is wrong? Mm-hmm. And he writes, damaged vocal cords. They become gelatinous in this situation.
Yes.
Gelatinous?
They're supposed to be tight and taut. That's how they vibrate. Tell you and make
gelatinous.
Sound.
Rosie O'Donnell's ass.
That's true.
That sounds like, I hear gelatinous, I think melting.
Then he writes,
eey.
Steroids should tighten them up so they will work well again.
He's got some sort of device over there.
Yeah, we'll use an asthma spray, but I won't inhale deeply.
Right.
Enough to surround the vocal cords.
Right, with the steroids.
Still waiting to hear back from my 3rd doctor.
Did.
And then it goes back on with, you're my BFF, ROFL. all that stuff.
XXO.
LOL. So then the truth comes out a little while later when, once again, I'm online and chatting with Buzz, and then I see I get messages, and I call him up, and I say, you know, we're buddies. Really, what's going on with this thing? I mean, is it allergies? What I don't really follow that you have a gelatinous throat.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
And it's not allergies.
Yesterday, the whole thing yesterday, right?
Right.
And he said, well, I'm very embarrassed.
I am.
And as soon as he said I'm very embarrassed, yeah. You know, I said, you know, hey, unless you got that accident, you know, being in that D.C. Madam's book, Madame, right. You know, and Marcia like clubbed you in the neck with a rolling pin or something, right. You know.
Yeah, but of course, being in that Madam's book would on this show would be a badge of honor.
Share it with us, you know. I mean, you know, right, you know. So he finally said, okay, now I'll explain.
Is this all in writing, or is he speaking to you at this point?
No, no.
We're on the phone.
This is now he's speaking, and I'm writing it down.
Right.
So he says, okay, and I'm now writing this down.
And he says he's embarrassed.
Yes, he's embarrassed. Then he says, okay, the truth. And then all I wrote down, my notes are as follows. Took too much Metamucil. With my power shake.
No, not quite, but keep going.
Protein shake. Hold on.
I'll explain the overdose.
Took two doses of Metamucil with my protein drink. Forced vomiting.
Yes.
Hold on. Wait, I'm just overloaded with information here.
I know. If I
may. I need to...
jump in, Mike.
I need to ask some questions here. This is extremely important. Right? Too much Metamucil.
Right.
That led
There's
to...
There's never too much Metamucil, Buzz.
That's the butt. Everything I know medically, that's for the bottom.
I had a weekend of junk food. So to clear out my system, as I do occasionally, I took Metamucil. Unfortunately, I accidentally took a double dose. Here's why. I drink a protein shake every day. It requires two scoops of protein powder. Metamucil only requires one scoop. I forgot the difference. I put in two scoops. That's double the recommended dosage. If you have a full meal on top of that, that's quite a lot of stuff expanding in your gut. Oh, I was in pain from the pressure.
So that induced vomiting?
No, I was in pain from the pressure, so to try to relieve the pressure.
He forced vomiting.
I did.
You did like a bulimia thing?
I stuck my finger in my mouth and triggered the gag reflex so I would throw up and relieve the pressure. And
when did you do all this?
Unfortunately, most of the food and Metamucil had already passed out of my stomach. And so my stomach was empty, so it was a dry heave. So I injured my vocal cords
at the moment of the dry heave.
Of doing that, yeah. And but I got
so you came out of the dry heave and you felt all of a sudden your voice is gone.
No, I was fine. I mean, I could talk. And I went to bed. I had a full night's sleep, and I got up in the morning and I could talk. And as the day progressed, you witnessed it here. The voice went away.
And all
did you damage the vocal cords when you put the finger down there, or did you damage them by the retching?
The dry heave, the retching, yeah.
That can do that?
Well, the way I did it, it did.
But the doctor said that?
How much friggin' Metamucil did you take?
The double the dose. Normally it's one scoop, and I used to.
Define scoop.
A heaping tablespoon.
But two tablespoons.
And remember, it's
of
like
Metamucil.
Remember, it's like a sponge. It expands.
Yeah, but it doesn't expand to stomach-bursting capabilities.
It doesn't. Wouldn't they have to have some gigantic like sticker on the outside saying, be careful, don't take more than two teaspoons full?
And I'm sure people double up on that. You said that by the time you induced, I'm so goddamn
forced,
confused.
Mike, the word was forced.
By the time you forced vomiting, you said that the stuff was out of your stomach. So why? Because you had gone number
two?
Down there?
No, it hadn't acted. It had passed out of my stomach. The full dinner that I had and the Metamucil had passed out of my stomach.
Hold on a second.
What do you have, an X-ray machine in your house?
Hold on. Stop for a second.
All right.
You had, how fast does it take you to eat food and then poop it out?
Well, I'd have dinner in the evening and then I would have a bowel movement in the morning like most people.
You're doing a lot of self medicating, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, I'm a wizard.
I mean, but you're talking about... So nothing was in your stomach when you induced vomiting?
Yeah, that was my question, too. You had already pooped out whatever dinner it is that you had had.
It was in your intestinal tract? Is that what you're saying?
It was between...
How the hell do you know that?
Because there was nothing in my stomach, because there was a dry heave.
How do you know there was nothing in your stomach? As Mike said, did you go to an X-ray machine?
It wouldn't have been a dry heave if there'd been something in my stomach. If
it could have been.
No, if there'd been something in my stomach, it would have come up on vomiting.
Well, maybe, did you, So you, did you do it once and get the dry heave and nothing came up?
I got a little, but then the rest was dry, and so I stopped.
I've talked to many very thin women, and sometimes you just have to try harder, Buzz.
I know.
So to do this amount of damage to your throat, Buzz,
yes.
How many times did you force vomiting?
Just once.
Only once?
Yeah. Well, one finger in the throat. Not in the throat, but just
enough
to trigger.
No, I know what you mean, but it was only one session.
Right, one session.
And that was enough to do that to your throat.
Yeah, it was a pretty violent session.
And you're blaming it on Metamucil.
No, I'm blaming it on my own stupidity. For taking
but
too
yeah,
much.
But I mean, with all due respect,
right.
You can't be 100% sure that was the cause, though. I mean, I would think that the retching, yeah, I'm sure that could do some harm. What did the doctors say about that? You obviously brought this up to the doctors. Did they say that would do it?
Did you actually go see a doctor?
Oh yes, I was seen by a doctor today.
And did the doctor say that's probably what it was?
She did not express an opinion one way or another. I gave her the facts, the history of this situation. And
so is this Dr. Elston? Is this your diagnosis?
Do you have a medical degree?
There is no other possible cause for this.
Well, I came from a guy today that I was, a golf pro that I was talking to, and he had the same thing.
Well, we don't know it's the same.
But I mean, he had that same voice like last week, and maybe there's something going around. Can't you get it that way?
Let me put it this way. The doctors didn't have anything better to suggest as a cause, so they're accepting my explanation of the cause.
Maybe you better go see a better doctor. I mean, I know that I don't have the most pleasant, smooth, silk voice, but I remember... 5 or 6 years ago when we were in New York, I went through that stretch. I had whatever those lymph nodes or whatever that were on the inside of my throat. And and the guy said that it was like 4 months before I could even think of speaking as beautifully as I am right now.
This is a sticky wicket. I mean, I guess it could be a plausible explanation, I wouldn't lock it, etch it in stone if that's what got you to...
Did you go see a veterinarian?
Yes.
Or was it a human doctor?
No, it was a human doctor, and spoke to another one on the phone.
Now, when you threw up, you say it was dry, but did you get any, like, foam or bile or stomach acid, and do you think that could have worked against your vocal cords? Because I know that can be nasty stuff.
It can, as a matter of fact. Stomach acid is what makes the vocal cords gelatinous when this happens.
There's that word.
Did a doctor say gelatinous?
Yes.
Or is that your word?
No, that's a doctor's word. Normally,
there's tight. Always room for gelatinous.
Normally, they're tight like a guitar string. They vibrate. That's how they make
you
it.
Understand. Sometimes you are a maladaptive.
You understand. Bill. You wouldn't be being put through this medical ringer if you would have just come in yesterday and said, hey, guys,
well,
I OD'd on Metamucil.
Yeah, right. Because
and had to force vomiting.
Because I want to run and confess that as quickly as possible. No, I thought if I...
Is this a technique you use when you're feeling a little bloated? Do you do this when you have too much food in your tummy?
No, I just thought things could be moving along a little better, and past experience has been it makes me feel better.
Metamucil.
So, I think we've identified the cause of Buzz's weight loss.
Didn't he just say, past experience has told me it would make me feel better?
Well, what, you thought this was the first time I've ever taken Metamucil?
No, not
Metamucil. Metamucil doesn't have anything to do
with it. We're talking about the forced vomiting.
Oh, first time for that. Yeah.
But I should point out that laxatives are also part of this thing. I've read the literature.
Well, I haven't tried that.
I have two young daughters. They send it through the school.
Okay.
You got to be. Do you use laxatives to compensate for a weekend of junk food very often?
No. And Metamucil only if I feel that it will do some good.
Isn't Metamucil if you can't crap?
It's no, not necessarily.
Yes.
You could take it for that, but it is really just a dietary fiber supplement.
Yeah, to
you crap.
It has no chemical.
Crap your pants.
No chemical laxative qualities to it.
But it is used for people that are constipated.
It can be, but it has.
That's the primary reason it's used.
Ask a doctor. That's not true.
All right, hold on.
Well, isn't fiber? I mean,
hold on. This is simple enough. Just go to their website.
Metamucil.com.
How much you want to bet it's there?
I'm sure. There.
I'm sure they paid a lot for the domain name.
Is it on your favorites, Rob?
Of course.
Now I'm looking at everything he's eating and drinking over there. I'm just not. Now I'm going to be monitoring.
How do you spell it?
Metamucil.
Metamucil.
It's like Tang, but better.
It's like Citrusel.
IL.
Right?
Similar.
Some people prefer Citrusel.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Let's see if it comes up. Metamucil.com.
There it is.
There it is. That's a groovy looking site, man.
Hey, Okay. It looks like they got a new flavor.
Let's see.
Skip to specific conditions. Click on specific conditions at the top.
Just be quiet.
No need to rush for that.
Why don't you just let me look at this page myself,
Enjoy.
Please?
Enjoy.
Okay. Do you want to have better BMs?
Look for coupons.
Yeah, I would think you've learned your lesson. With
adding
that,
fiber
brother.
To your diet. It doesn't say anything about BMs yet.
Click on the vomiting icon.
Is that just a picture of somebody with their finger down their throat?
All about fiber. Fiber. Yeah. Well, what did you want me to click on? Specific conditions?
Yeah, at the top. It'll list all the things you can take this for.
But, click on
constipation.
Weekend of, well, there it is. Weekend of
hemorrhoids.
Right.
Diverticulitis.
Right.
Irritable bowel.
Right.
Your digestive system.
Right.
Like my medical.
What's the number one?
Constipation.
What do you define constipation?
Poop.
As? Right.
Poop.
Well, that was not my problem. I simply
yours is the one you're choosing, your digestive system?
I took it, too, for the fiber effect and for the cleansing effect that it has because it works like a bottle.
You're so
brush.
Embarrassed about the fact you had
but
to
you took it. You took it so you would evacuate quickly all the poison that was in your system.
Not quickly, but efficiently and cleanly.
You used it to help you poop.
Efficiently and cleanly.
No, I used it to make the following day's bowel movement better than the one I had had that morning. That's what I used it for.
Thank you for to improve, Buzz, I do appreciate improve, your candor.
To improve the quality so that it was perfectly formed and
hey, aren't we talking
with no more odor than the hot biscuit.
Aren't we talking about human waste here?
Yes, we are.
Where's the quality control on human waste? Right? I mean, is it SS?
So you weren't happy with the quality of the one you had.
What was was wrong with the quality of the one that made you go to the Metamucil?
It wasn't quite as tidy as what I was just describing.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you the Metamucil. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the total free pass on the Metamucil.
Right.
It's still I'm still confused. So at a certain point, you didn't feel the Metamucil was working. That's why you decided to induce vomiting.
No, I felt it was working too well because I'd accidentally taken a double dose of it, and it expands like a sponge when it gets wet. So it gets larger and larger and larger.
You know, when he's saying this, I have to point out to the listening audience that Buzz is holding his arms apart as though, now, if it was
like
that
it's a
size.
Like it's a Macy's Day Parade float.
Yeah.
So you, I'm just really, and I'm not, because I just got this, so you bear with me here, okay?
I understand.
You decided to do that because you were worried that the overdose that you had taken of the Metamucil cause colonic damage?
Two teaspoons full, Mike.
Now but you had no medical information to indicate to you that that would necessarily be the case.
Oh, no, only pain.
Is there, okay, now we're, now see.
To relieve
this is
pain.
Why I asked these questions. You were having pain. Abdominal pain.
Right, and to relieve
that. All right, that's different. Why didn't you say that in the first place?
I tried to.
When did you try to?
Between growling. I'm trying to use an economy of words. I said that I did it to relieve pressure. I did it to relieve the pressure that was causing the pain.
Now, are you you're probably more nervous about stuff like this because you've had issues with your stomach before.
Yeah, damn right, yes.
Absolutely.
And so that in mind.
I thought I might explode again.
And who wants that?
No.
You know what? God. If you'd said that up front, it makes, I understand now why you did. You were panicked.
Yeah, a little. Yeah.
You've popped a hole down there before in your innards.
It hurt.
And you thought, did you have similar feelings to the feelings you would have when that happened?
Not nearly as severe, but
scared the crap out of you.
Well, then then let's get back to our conversation this morning when you said that you felt embarrassed about this.
Yeah, because it's...
Well, why didn't you just...
It's a lot less embarrassing now that you fessed up to that.
Why didn't you just say, hey, I felt kind of the way, maybe sort of like I did when my stomach exploded, so I took this stuff and it got me all backed up. Why did I hear all this mumbo jumbo about Metamucil is like a sponge, and I'm picturing, you know, if you take this thing that your stomach expands to the point where it blows up and 2 teaspoons full. It's because of what happened.
I guess I could have communicated better that I was in pain. But again,
so you were scared about, but you were also scared about having something happen.
Sure.
I mean, you almost died. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That
right
last time
when you had that diverticulitis and you had a hole, you had a perforation in your colon. Correct.
Well, that's correct.
What I'm trying to say is that would have changed the entire tone of our discussion if you would have said, "Hey, I think this is related to my serious illness," instead of as usual.
Yeah. Up until he said that,
speaking in buzz speak, which is just like, I took a double dose of Metamucil and now my throat is gelatinous.
Well, no, I had details between that, but apparently.
But I mean, what you did,
left out the words
although
fear.
Obviously not the best thing to do,
right.
Which you found out about, probably not the best thing to do for down there as well. Even, you know, I would think, well, you've probably spoken to a gastroenterologist that's told you whether you should do that or not.
Yeah, and it's
do fine. They say if you run into trouble, this is your strategy for dealing with it?
No, because they didn't expect me to stupidly take a double dose.
No, but I mean, have they said take a regular dose?
Yes they have.
So in your case, all kidding aside, you can't take like 2 teaspoons full of Metamucil.
No, that's not true. I can't take 4 teaspoons full of Metamucil, which is essentially what I did by having 2 large scoops.
Okay. And the reason you made that error was you mistook it for your other, Jack LaLanne shake?
I wasn't thinking. I was talking to my wife. She was fixing dinner. I'm walking from one side of her to another to try to prepare the glass and the water and the powder and the spoon. And
was she distracting you?
We were talking, yeah.
Was she distracting you?
She was distracting him.
Yes, she was, damn it. Yes, she was.
She was making him something delicious. Don't you even bother to ask what it was. I bet it was something like chicken and dumplings, wasn't it, Buzz? One of your favorites.
It was, actually, chicken and mashed potatoes.
Home-cooked steak fries.
Was there a particular foodstuff that you had enjoyed over the weekend? Was it ball game food?
Hot dogs. Yeah, not just at the park, but on my own the next day because I got
you
a
got
hot
a hot dog,
dog
thing.
Jones.
You
okay,
say hot dog or pot dog?
Uh huh.
That's not relish.
So you took the overdose.
Yeah.
Of the Metamucil, and you suddenly went, oh, this is bad, very bad.
3 or 4 hours later, I was in pain, and by that time, my stomach was too empty to efficiently evacuate through vomiting. So
you know what? I bet you probably said this. I'm sorry, I'm slow. That's the missing word in all of this.
What?
Pain.
And fear, yeah.
You never,
pain.
You never ever said,
no, I didn't.
Hey, my stomach hurts.
I don't want to be a pussy.
So did you know that you,
too late.
Did you know that you had taken too much of the Metamucil right away?
No, not until the pain started 3 or 4
And then you went
later.
Back and kind of processed it and said, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I panicked and I thought.
All right, you panic and pain.
Yeah.
There's another good word.
Yeah.
Panic. Pain, finger down throat.
Get
everything out so I can relieve the pain that way.
Panic and pain, aren't those the nicknames that Carrie has given her breasts?
I've given them that.
Panic and pain.
Panic is on the left.
Hello, panic.
It's
hello,
time to cause
pain.
Some pain.
Wow.
Panic and pain.
And how are your innards feeling now?
Oh, fine. Perfect.
So you're
yeah, they're laughing at all this.
Because it's all up in your throat.
My intestine is laughing at my vocal cords, yes.
All right, well, we're glad you're feeling well, Buzz. It was certainly a weird way to get to this.
I know. And I feel awful. I'm depressed because I can't talk, and I desperately want to.
Well, maybe
sorry. I'm doing the old guy Metamucil thing, and then now I have a geek inhaler that I'm using to try to treat my throat.
And speaking of that,
yeah,
that is a steroid.
That's right.
And I know one thing, steroids are not to be trifled with. Mm-hmm. You're holding it in your hand as though it's a roll of lifesavers. How many times a day are you to utilize that product?
I think this one you can use up to 4 times a day.
I think.
Should you just put it away? Not play with it like it's a toy?
Well, okay. Sure.
You're holding it like it's some sort of crutch there. You think this is a steroid.
You're holding it like it's one of those air horns.
That's
like,
right.
Like it's one of those things that go...
How many hits have you taken on it today?
All four.
So you've already bogarted your entire day's supply.
The instructions said you could, and I thought if it would help me talk during the show.
You mean you could take all 4 at one time?
Yes.
Is that what you did? You took all 4 at one time?
Yes, I did.
So you probably shouldn't take any more at all today?
Probably not.
But he will.
Does it have instructions on it?
Yes, it does. I have them with me.
And do they say probably not?
No, they don't say probably.
Right.
They say you can take it 4 times a day.
What's the inhaler? What brand? What's the drug at play?
Tommy Chong.
I have forgotten.
Is it albuterol?
See, when he says probably.
No, it's...
he says probably.
Azimacort.
He's cruising for another abuse. He's going to abuse his product again.
Well, really, what we've learned here is he'll be fine. He can take drugs. He can do anything. Just don't eat hot dogs.
That's
if you eat a hot dog, you will lose your voice.
Maybe
psychologically, he has completely explained himself. Logically to me, because I can relate, because I've had that kind of condition.
And I think some of our listeners down in South Florida, some of those disenfranchised listeners from the old format on our station down in Miami, South Florida, Boca Raton, they should call in and maybe we could chat about the dangers of Metamucil.
Exactly. I think we could probably, and even if they're not senior citizens, if they're not today's senior citizen, you could probably find some horror stories for Metamucil. And if you don't find any horror stories, or how about, Buzz, if we got some people that called in and said, you know, I've taken Metamucil and I've taken an overdose of it, but I've never had a real problem.
Has this ever happened to you?
I'd like to know.
Metamucil's like Tang, for God's sake.
I don't think it's the dangerous product that Buzz is describing.
It's not dangerous when used properly. It does expand to beyond its normal size.
Exactly. But
75 to 100,000 times.
Who makes actual volume?
Is there any warning on there about overdose?
I'm sure there is, but I don't have the package with me.
You know what? I'm going to go back to the website.
I bet you there's some Metamucil horror stories in the immediate surroundings of this radio station. I'm sure in this neighborhood. I bet you they don't.
I'll tell you, I can't tell you a Metamucil story, but I will tell you a Citracell story.
Right. Same thing.
Similar.
Citracell, for me, you know, when I was a little bound up, didn't cut the mustard.
It takes a while. That's the thing.
Yeah, and I stuck with it, but it just didn't really work for me. I just wasn't feeling. It was just all right for me.
Okay, dog.
You know, dog?
The thing about Metamucil, and I know because my grandfather was on it in his waning years to help keep him regular.
Daily. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes a couple days once you start it to get it through your system.
Right.
So it's got to be an everyday thing.
What does today's young, hip, hot talk man want to hear on the radio on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday.
Metamucil stories.
Welcome.
Discussion of Metamucil.
It's Metamucil Wednesday.
Starts with Buzz, goes to Mike, ends up with your grandfather.
That's a high fiber Wednesday.
Well, I just said my only experience with one of those kind of products is that it didn't really work. Hey, I think that young, old, and everywhere in between, people have problems with constipation.
Not if you have my problem.
Here we go. We're just a mess.
It goes the other way.
They ought to call this. The new name for this show should be The Ward.
Mine is fine.
The Ward.
Hold on. Healthcare professionals. Visit drmetamucil.com.
Is there really a Dr. Metamucil?
That's what it says.
He must have invented it.
I'm simply trying to find a helpline.
Look under overdose. Or dangerous or side effects.
There is, Mike,
on the corpse link.
You have family of products. Compare the competition. About dietary fiber. Frequently asked questions. Are there any drug interactions or restrictions? Why is the dosing for Metamucil a teaspoon for some versions and a tablespoon for others?
May kill you if used with marijuana.
In what flavors is Metamucil available?
I saw they got a berry one now.
Wild berry, orange, green mint, and Buzz.
Okay, I'm going all the way down to steak. Are there any drug interactions or restrictions with Metamucil? Oh, here's the number. Beautiful. Give me a moment.
Good stuff.
Got it. Finally.
We'll get this answered. So if it ever happens in the future, Buzz,
if this helps just you one can, person.
We're doing some good here.
That's right.
That's exactly what we're doing today.
Let it ring through first, Robbie.
Okay. Let it ring. Let it ring.
Thank you.
Dan, just give me the phone. Just give me the phone.
Hi. Is this Metamucil?
Here, just give me the phone, please. I will put her on the air. Thank you, Robbie. Hello. Hi, Metamucil. Thank you. What is the Metamucil number?
Oh, dear.
Oh, isn't that the way it is? Isn't that the way it always is?
The Metamucil number is number 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Number 2. Bye-bye. Just the number 2222222.
The lines are all backed up.
You ever do this? What was the goddamn number? 434.
Now, this is going to answer the question.
I hope it's the right number I wrote down. Find out soon enough.
Thanks for-
Hello, Metamucil Hotline.
Metamucil?
He's getting another number now.
It's a dietary fiber supplement.
Hello, I'm Dr. Brown.
Okay. This is a caller who takes Metamucil.
Okay.
What line did you dial on?
I don't know.
That's a caller that takes
Metamucil. I dialed out.
Oh, look, it's available in Berry Burst.
What flavor did you take?
The original orange, my favorite.
3, 3, 2.
With sugar, obviously.
With sugar, best kind.
It rang out last time as well, though, Robbie.
Like an orangey soft drink?
It's like Tang with sand in it.
That's how they describe Beatrice Arthur's vagina.
Tang with sand in it.
Don't let it finish. It's real thick.
But we're going to do some good here, and Buzz, you're going to get an education as well. So that, you know, if this ever happens again.
There is a ring, Robbie. Okay. Now she should just say Metamucil thing, right? She'll go, hi, you know, ass hotline.
Oh, it's Procter & Gamble.
PG.
A fine Procter & Gamble product.
Wonderful people.
Love their
stuff. Want to thank them for getting Imus fired.
Oh, that's right. They were one of them.
Hey, good for Imus. Did you hear he's suing the company? Do you know? Do you know he's got the same thing in his contract as we have, the dog bite clause?
Oh, wonderful.
Meaning that, like, it's in his contract that it says if he does anything, they have to send him a letter before they fire him.
Right.
And warn him. They never did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right. Chungo.
Hello, is this? Hi there, Metamucil. Hi there. The office phone number is 703-691-1900. What is my specialty? Loving.
Well, you're a doctor.
Loving. Yes, I'm a physician.
Oh, God. Dr.
My,
Love.
My specialty is gynecology. But I'm calling for a friend of mine. I'm doing a radio show right now, the Ask the Gynecologist show. Would I be able to get your permission? We were on a topic that had to do with gynecology, and as it turns out, my colleague has taken what he believes
an overdose.
An overdose of Metamucil. Would it be possible that we could get you on the air? We're on the Westwood One Radio Network for you to assuage his fears about Metamucil. No. Call the technical line.
Yeah.
Well, she'll transfer me.
Oh, good. Okay.
Very good. Very
nice. Wonderful. We're getting there. You know, if you're sitting here in agony and you're doubled over in pain, abdominal pain, it's a long way to go.
It's very nice of the people of Metamucil to keep things moving like that.
They should have a hotline, Buzz.
Are you a doctor? Yes, I am. Why, yes, I am.
They're not trying to stall us, are they?
My name is Harry Knuckles. Dr. Knuckles here.
Dr. Vinny Gumbatz.
Chuckles.
Dr. Giggles.
Now it's the pleasant sound of
a human being.
Hi there, Metamucil. Hi there. A lady just put me through to you. Hi. My name is Dr. Knuckle. I'm doing a radio show on the Westwood One Radio Network right now. By practice, I am a gynecologist. We do have a medical question about Metamucil from one of my co-hosts about how much you can take safely. Would it be possible you could join us on the air to discuss this? Of course you can. May I place you on hold, and then you will be on the air with us. Thank you. Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Put it on hold. She's put me on hold.
All right, we're set to go.
And I've instructed her that when she comes back, she'll be on the air.
Okay. Waiting for her to come back. Are you there?
She put me on hold.
Ah.
I guess you don't get any music at this level.
She's waiting. I hope she's not asking permission. From a supervisor.
Anyway, welcome back to the gynecologist show.
What about the vagina?
That seems to be the question of the day.
And as we've learned from lots of our callers, everyone's doing just fine today.
Let's take another call.
Do you have hair in your special place?
That's right, gynecology.
That would be affirmative on both counts.
Dr. Harry Knuckles.
Dr. Knuckles.
I'm Dr. Greg Knuckles. Greg Knuckles. Hello.
Probably thinks that if he takes too much, his stomach's going to explode.
Dick. My name is Philip.
You're not supposed to put your fingers down your throat. Why, when I think of you, you look like a dick.
Hello?
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 I said, doctor! To relieve the belly ache, I said, doctor!
Well, we've totally stopped the show now, waiting for Metamucil to join us.
It takes a while to work.
Buzz, you should probably know the only time you should use your fingers is when you're going to dial your cell phone.
I'm surprised you're a finger guy, Buzz.
Might result in a fatal hemorrhage.
You know, I'm surprised you didn't take, even the end of a toothbrush or something.
Hey, that's a neat idea.
Because it seems Buzz is so clean and all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
When you get like that, like when your dog gives you a big kiss, when you get that big hole, like saliva thing happening.
I don't have to do that when I want to do that. I just imagine myself naked.
Did you have
works every single time?
Did you have handy any syrup of Ipecac?
No, nor syrup of Squill. Neither one.
Mm.
What syrup of Squill?
Same as Ipecac, basically.
Should have called me.
Is that what they have in the Midwest?
You know, that line just went dead. She hung up.
Olden times. I don't even think they have it.
Part A. She just hung up. Screw her.
Typical.
That syrup of Squill. Is that when you were helping to draft the Declaration of Independence that you took syrup of Squill?
That's right.
Well, we'll have to call during the break because she hung up.
We want to get these answers to, what is the dangerous dosage to OD on Metamucil.
Here is Dr. Teresa on the telephone. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Teresa.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, honey. We're doing great.
Okay, I'm an MD from Las Vegas, and I just want to tell you guys are not being broadcasted on the radio due to a baseball game. You guys got dissed.
Have you been listening on the internet?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you are a doctor?
Yes, I am. What? And I just want to tell you that when you guys are on the air, I cannot get my man's attention, nor can I make love to him.
Darling, and don't you sound like the sauciest Rita Moreno-type doctor out there.
Are you a sexy doctor?
Well, that all depends.
Wow.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. Have you heard about Buzz's dilemma?
Yes, I did. And I have one thing to say.
Yes.
What a fag.
Doctor.
What?
What kind of medicine do you practice, Doc?
Well, I practice...
quackery.
debauchery.
You're not a doctor.
You're a fake doctor. Get out of here. Might as well have been it's Tanya Roberts.
Las Vegas is calling.
Hey, boss.
You people with voices think you're so smart.
I had a bad hot dog at the game. That's why I sound this way. Everyone's a big winner.
Were your fingers clean when you did this?
Well, no. How else are you going to make the gag reflex?
No, prior to putting them in your mouth.
No, yeah, of course they are.
There was his fingers.
Well, he's always got that gook under his nails.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm just kidding. Always.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
That's not nice.
Hey, that drives him nuts, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
I wanted to bring up the option that possibly could his vocal cords have been damaged by the consumption of the hot dog in a certain sexual fashion?
That's a valid question, doctor.
We were talking about a throat massage yesterday.
That's a valid question. A tonsil tickling? What do we call it? A throat massage.
Throat
That's
massage.
Throat massage.
That was
right.
On yesterday's broadcast when Buzz was in a lot worse shape. Abby, yeah. And he went, when he was gelatinous yesterday.
How about it, Buzz? Were you deep throating that big 12-inch sausage at the ballpark?
You see, here's why I didn't want to bring this up. But no, of course not. Of course not.
So you're feeling better today?
Oh, I feel fine.
I mean, you felt fine the whole time.
Both days feel fine. I just sound like crap.
Except, but at some point, you were in pain. You are no longer in pain.
That was abdominal pain, and that was Monday night.
And I'm still waiting to get the waiting to get the definitive answer on the Metamucil overdose situation.
Right.
Which we haven't gotten from a doctor or from anybody that may have experienced that.
All right, let's try these calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I used to feed Metamucil to my cat at the recommendation of a vet. And she was able to meow just fine. She had no vocal problems.
She didn't vomit it. You didn't put your finger in her throat.
You don't think it had anything to do. Did you vomit any Metamucil you vomited?
Very little. Very
what
little.
Came out?
Very little. A few chunks and a little liquid. Really not very much of anything.
Buzz, I think you've been very, very forthright on this situation today. And I don't mean to offend by asking you this question.
How could you, Mike?
We've crossed that line.
But I have to ask you, do you think there's the possibility, the possibility that perhaps this expansion you talk about could have been imaginary?
Absolutely not. No, I do know how the product works.
You think you could have died?
Do this at home. Put some in a glass and just watch it. Let it stand and see what happens over time.
Well, then shouldn't we get an FDA recall on this product?
No, because when used properly, it's perfectly safe.
Do you have any with you right now?
I do not.
But what if a toddler out there was to get some and think that it was like a Kool-Aid or something?
Bad parenting. The parent should put that away so the toddler can't get it.
Anything, but we've asked you this before.
Do we have to put a Mr. Yuck sticker on that for you now?
Maybe everything.
Warning, do not double your dose or you could... rupture something?
Buzz, do not touch. Yeah, just everywhere. Well, not everywhere.
There's all this Metamucil on the counter.
Do you have Metamucil at home?
Oh, dozens of jars just open. I didn't know it was dangerous.
Don't you put it on your oatmeal in the morning?
I do.
He lays out lines of it.
Rob takes it nasally.
Yeah. All orifices.
All right, Buzz. Yeah. How you doing? You doing okay today? You doing better than yesterday?
I'm an old guy taking Metamucil. I'm a geek with an asthma inhaler, and I can't talk, which is what I love to do. So I couldn't be better.
Okay. All right. You're awful, then. But at least you're not in pain.
No.
And I'm glad we were able to have this little get-together.
And hopefully on the road to recovery.
Oh, yeah. I think so. steroids.
That's Buzz right there. That's Buzz in a nutshell.
Like, yes.
Hope you feel better. Yeah,
see,
I'm
concerned about giving the real answer, which is I'm supposed to take these steroids and not talk.
Oh, you're supposed to just not talk.
Then why don't you?
But that's why I didn't give you the real answer.
How long are you supposed to not talk for?
Until my voice comes back, which, of course, doesn't make any sense. But
well, then why are you here? I mean, no offense. Love having you here.
I know.
Glad you're here. If the doctor, one of your various doctors, has told you a key ingredient in your getting well is do not talk.
You should, I mean, it's not like you have to go to bed, but you should, like, go, you know, buy a new cat or something.
Right. The doctor was hoping that the steroids would work by showtime.
Oh, he was. Okay, yeah. And well, obviously that hasn't happened.
I'm better, but I still sound lousy, yeah.
All right. Is there anything you want to ask?
No, I think I'm set. I mean, I wouldn't know what it would be. I think I've covered everything.
I think he was like, do you want to go home? It's
no.
Okay.
Oh, no, I feel great. I'd rather be here.
But if you
but your
keep
doctor
talking,
said,
you're going to maybe do permanent damage.
Right. So I should do a minimum amount of that, at least until news time, probably.
Well, I thought they said no talking.
Did the doctor say just a minimal amount of talking on a national radio show until it's time for the 1 hour when you do the news?
No, they said spare your voice, whatever that means.
Why didn't you ask them what that means?
Because I took it to mean use it as little as possible, but that I still could.
Oh, but you just said you're not supposed to talk.
Well, not a lot, yeah.
What exactly
God
did
almighty.
They say? Did they say to you?
Spare your voice and take the steroids.
Spare your voice and take
right.
the steroids.
Right.
So talk
did
less
Did you tell
than
them
you.
You do a radio show?
Yes.
What did they say?
They said spare your voice and take the steroids.
When they said spare your voice,
uh-huh.
did you think about, I'm not trying to piss you off here.
I know.
Did you think about saying to them, am I okay to go to work?
I wasn't worried about it at the time because I, too, believed the steroids would work by showtime and that we wouldn't have to do any of this.
I don't get it. See, I mean, I'm all fine for him being here, but
right.
I don't want this to be like a Ronnie Lott situation. I know you don't know who Ronnie Lott is. He's a football player.
Little finger issue he had.
And what happened is they told him, don't go back out and play. You might permanently hurt your finger.
Right.
And he went out and played and permanently hurt his finger.
They had to amputate.
They had to cut his finger off.
Fingertip.
Yeah,
he went back in the game.
Right.
But, you know, Buzz, your voice, in this case, is Ronnie Lott's fingertip.
Yeah.
Is there a chance you could perhaps say it hasn't gotten better by showtime? Would they say maybe it's best that you don't talk for the rest of the show?
I will call and ask them.
That's what I think.
Because we didn't
idea.
Expect this. I don't think we expected it.
Why don't you call the doctor? Why don't you call the doctor right now? We'll break and we'll come back.
All right. Very
okay?
good.
Very good. And because really, when I heard permanent damage, you don't want to f around with that, Buzz.
Yeah, we're not
expecting unless that's just one of the things that's floating around in his head, along with this
you know,
crazy sponge theory about Metamucil.
Might be one of his flashbacks.
Put some in a glass.
And don't forget, Buzz is number one word possibly.
There is a lot of amateur physicianship going on here.
Well, Buzz reads a lot.
Yes,
he reads a lot of books.
That is, I'd like to remind our listeners at home, that does not necessarily constitute a medical degree.
Well, we are.
You could do worse.
We are we are concerned, Buzz, about your health and your well-being.
Thank you.
And
do you know CPR, Buzz?
No, not really. I mean, I have the gist of it.
Let's see.
Yeah.
That's his knowledge of medicine.
I have the gist of it.
I have the gist of it. And you can't have the gist of it. You got to know the compressions and the breaths.
I'm going to say no. I haven't taken the course.
Okay, good. Well, call your doctors and we'll find out what they say when we come right back.
All right.
But again, the specific answer is
4 out of 5 doctors said, are you high?
Hold on. You know what we got to do? We got to give them the question, though, so that there's no like wiffle waffling.
Ambiguity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
would my voice has not improved significantly. Would it be best if I didn't talk for the rest of the day?
How long would you recommend I go without speaking? And if they say until your voice gets better, then the question would be, give me a ballpark estimate. And they will say to you, well, everyone is different. And then say, make a guess. I'm not going to hold it to you.
Right. All right, I shall.
Okay?
All right.
And then ask him for a nice big sucker and ask him if he can go to the toy chest.
and play with all those snot-covered toys.
Pick something good out. Because that's always the biggest crock when you take your kids to the doctor.
Right.
That's how they get you to come back.
Yes.
Is on the way out when they say, oh, good news, your little boy Billy's got a perfect bill of health. Billy, before you leave to ensure you'll be back, why don't you step over here to this giant chest in which every tuberculosis-ridden child in the world has coughed and spit all over today?
Take home the multicolored mucus rings.
Go take that army man and right now put him in your mouth before you leave today. Okay, see you soon, Billy.
Have a happy, healthy day, Billy.
All right, Buzz, you please call your doctor.
Yes, I will.
And we'll get the results when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.